Our sustaining member question of the week is tuxedo or suit? That is the 2 p.m. question. I'm stretching on titles here, cuz. I'm stretching on titles.
No, this is a great question. I love this question.
I love getting to toss this question to you because you are just so good in the world of attire. So let me read it to you.
Please do.
Okay. Hi, Lizzie and Dan. This is my first time writing in, but I'm a longtime listener of the podcast. I look forward to each week's episode, and y'all are by far my favorite podcast to listen to on my walks. Thank you. I have a question. My boyfriend and I have been invited to a wedding that has stated black tie optional as the attire on the invitation. My boyfriend looks forward to any opportunity to wear his tux, so he is excited and looking forward to wearing it. But after further thought, I'm not exactly certain what he should wear. The wedding ceremony is being held at a Catholic church at 2 p.m., but the reception does not begin until 6 p.m. Should he wear his tux to the ceremony and reception, or should he wear a suit to the ceremony and then change into his tux for the reception? It seems a little silly to me to wear a tux at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I know other guests will not be wearing a tux at all since it's black tie optional. I'm not as concerned about what I'm supposed to wear because I feel ladies have more flexibility with their dress options. But for weddings with a gap, is it expected guests wear one outfit to the ceremony if it's in the afternoon and another to the evening reception, or the same outfit to both of them? I don't think this is as much of an issue for weddings that are not black tie or black tie optional, but I'm still curious to hear your opinions on all the different scenarios. I would love to hear your thoughts. Thanks in advance. Sincerely, Allie.
Allie, thank you so much for this question. I identify with your boyfriend so much. I love opportunities to wear my tux, and they are few and far between. They don't happen as often as I would like because it's so much fun to get dressed up. And in that spirit of it's so much fun to get dressed up, I want to give you a complicated answer to your complicated question that also has a simple answer. So we're going to go over a couple different things here. The big concept that most people have in their mind when it comes to when to wear a tux is that after 6 o'clock, you wear a tux. The idea is that a tux is evening wear. It's formal evening attire. And there's some variability if darkness comes sooner in your part of the world or later.
But
the idea is really it's after dark, and 6 o'clock is kind of the arbitrary, we'll call it the Greenwich Mean Time cutoff. And I'm also bringing up the Greenwich Mean Time cutoff because I want to reference British tradition in my answer as well.
You are so good at like giving the full spectrum answer, cuz. Lay it on us. Let me hear it.
So tux before six, the old, and this is sort of a little bit snarky expression, is unless you're a waiter, you don't want to be wearing a tux before six, that it seems too formal, it seems awkward, it seems out of place. So the more formal the event, the more you want to stick to those formal rules and not wear that tux before 6 o'clock. If you were operating in Great Britain, you absolutely wouldn't wear your tux before six. Part of the reason for this is there's a level of formal attire, a standard of formal attire that's available in British tradition that includes the smoking jacket, where you've got a different formal garment that you would wear during the daytime. This is where the answer gets a little more complicated. In America, since about World War II, there's been kind of a stretching of the use of the tux for formal events, even if they're daytime events. And the most common example is a formal wedding where you have a ceremony in a church that leads directly into a reception. So if you're planning for your evening attire during the day and there's not going to be a chance for that wardrobe shift, there was a little bit of latitude given, and it gave people opportunities to wear those tuxes. And put me in I like America's great contribution to formal attire being some stretching of these rules, some making more accommodations that are practical that allow people to have fun and wear that tux that they want to wear and to get dressed up. It's also a bit of a nod to the tradition that the tux started off as kind of an informal option for evening time when you didn't want to wear your tails. Emily Post was raised at Tuxedo Park, and we've told that story on our podcast before. I won't get into it now, but Emily was the daughter of the man who designed Tuxedo Park and grew up at the social club at Tuxedo that was the home of that tuxedo and its origin and why they call it a tuxedo. And it was kind of an informal option for dinner at the time. So we have rules, but those rules are also meant to be stretched and changed and evolved and adapted. And America has tended to lead the way on that. So your boyfriend has got the allowance if he wants to wear his tux to that daytime wedding. That's the simple answer, that it's not a British standard. It's an American standard. This is an American wedding, I'm assuming. So it's on the table. It's a possibility. You mentioned a gap. That tells me that there's an opportunity to probably return to a hotel or a home in between the ceremony and the reception to do an outfit change. I say go for it. You're going to be observing the more formal standard by doing that. And when you talk about I believe you said a Catholic wedding, or at least a wedding at a Catholic church, that's starting to tip, and the black tie optional on the wedding ceremony. It means that some guests have the latitude not to, but a lot of guests are probably going to go black tie. That you've now got the perfect situation to get to do an outfit change. So something for the day that's formal, that's a suit, I think is going to stand out less at the ceremony. And in some ways, when you're shooting for your ceremony attire, you really want to be keeping the focus on the bride and groom. I think your etiquette gold star here is suit for the ceremony, tux for the evening time, take advantage of the gap, make the wardrobe adjustment change, do the outfit switch, enjoy it. Think of it as something you get to do. You get to put on your evening attire for that reception.
Can you see how much Dan Bosunning wants to go to a wedding where he gets to wear both his amazing suit and his fantastic tuxedo? I'm teasing.
No,
I'm teasing. You've done
spirit.
Such a good job with this answer, and I tease at the end. But
I'm reminded of some of the most formal weddings I've been to, which have been big weddings in the Indian tradition, the Hindu tradition. There are outfit changes over days.
Yeah.
You go from one event or party to another day after day after day, and the people that are doing it, the people that are going to the nines, have different outfits for all the different moments over a 3 or 4 day rolling wedding ceremony. And it's so much fun. People keep making appearances and they look different. You get to talk about and enjoy all of the choices that people are making. And this is an opportunity to participate in that way. I think it makes it fun. I say seize the moment.
And I say seize the moment, too, if anybody notices. If anyone says, well, look at you, a suit for the ceremony and a tux for the reception. Go you. You say, yes, go me. And just wear it proudly like my cousin Dan would. Great question. Thank you so much for it. And we hope you have a lovely time at the wedding.